Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants. You're with Chanel and Tamara.
Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. That took a few tries because Chanel had distracted me previously.
And I had to look at the floor. I couldn't look at her because I was putting her off.
You were.
Her, she being the cat's mother. Remember that?
Yeah. She. Don't call her she.
Don't you dare.
That's rude.
It's very, very rude.
Now there's kids calling parents dickheads. G'day, dickhead. Oh. They don't care. No respect.
Ollie, my 5.5-year-old son, thought he would be really rude to Dan. Did something, took something off him or whatever. Bad dad, really.
Bad dad.
And poor Dan. So Dan's gone, absolutely not. There's no way, Ollie. You're not having that. And he's walked down the hallway and go, well, anyway, I'm going to my room, you grub.
You grub. He got that from you.
You grub. Grub. Called Dan a grub.
That's bad. Did he get in trouble?
Well, he did. But then afterwards, Dan's trying to tell me, because I wasn't there at the time, that, you know, and he came in and do you want to know what he called me? What did he call you, Dan? A grub. You can't retell that story and not laugh.
My God.
The word grub.
It is funny. But at the time, you got to discipline the shit out of him.
Yeah.
No grubs around here.
Yeah.
I hope you told him off.
Absolutely.
Good and proper, Dan. Anyway, can I just also apologise for my voice? It's a little bit rusty.
She's trying to make some extra coin on the side on those naughty phone lines. That's what it is.
Okay.
Been up too long.
I thought you were going to say something else. A lot dirtier.
Oh, really? Well, that's pretty dirty, the sex lines.
Yeah, that is. I think it's something dirtier. It's a wild girl's sore throat. Ew.
So today's episode, we are going to count down, first of all, 10 of the most ridiculous things ever said about women in history.
Yeah.
And a handful of some of the most stupidest rules for housewives in the 60s.
In the 60s. So that is now over, well, no, yeah, 60 years ago.
Yeah. We've come a long way.
Yeah, we have come a long way, as you'll hear when we discuss them.
And rip them to shreds.
Hit it! That's what I'm talking about.
Wait!
Okay, now, from the beginning.
The beautiful nightmare.
So I noticed a comment on our YouTube on an old video that we did. It was a Titbits one.
No.
And it was on
I'm
our...
I'm scared. What are you going to say?
You just wait.
Okay.
It was on the fart shame episode.
Okay.
Right, where the guy was getting annoyed
right.
at his girlfriend for farting. So he fart shamed her. It's okay when he guffs, but it's not okay when she does. That was the idea of the episode.
Yeah, I remember that one, yes.
You know, it's only about 5 or 6 minutes long, so you flick through the back catalogue, you out there and have a listen to it. It's a good one. So this person commented on YouTube. And first of all, I want to say thank you to them because it gave me a huge laugh. And I want to, it's too good that I need to share it with
okay,
you.
Okay, go.
Okay. It's Giovanni Battista Borelli. So that sounds Australian, doesn't it?
I feel like I knew a Giovanni Battista. Maybe I know him. No.
Straight out of Italy, I'm thinking, but this is sensational. So this is what Giovanni has written. Farts shouldn't be considered a taboo because, like you said, everybody farts and some people hate when someone farts. I fart a lot and my farts are mostly odourless, but they're loud, very much sometimes with the sweat emoji. And I just fart freely in front of people who find farts funny, like you two, since I'm worried to be considered rude. And sometimes it becomes a real torture to hold my farts, sweat emoji. For this reason, I tell soon to every woman I know that I'm a great loud farter in bunny ears.
Loud and proud.
Loud and proud. And if she tells me that that's disgusting, I stop to be even just a friend to her. And I've done big farts in public several times in my life and I felt very embarrassed. Sweat emoji, bit sad.
Giovanni, thank you for sharing. This made my day.
Thank you.
My God.
That was on all, that was on YouTube.
I love that there is potentially this Italian guy sitting there watching our tidbits and reflecting on his own farts going, thanks, ladies, because, you know, I'm...
You find them funny. Know, thank you.
Yes, this is good. And I am very embarrassed. Sweat emoji.
There's about four.
I will not even be their friend.
Not even be your friend if you find farts not funny.
Well, you're our friend, Giovanni.
100%.
He could be our friend any day of the week.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Especially if they're odourless, because that would be good. Because I don't want to be in a car with him with the windows up.
Just air. Sometimes Dad will go, oh, it's just an air one. Just an air.
Well, sometimes the air ones are the worst.
Sometimes, but Giovanni obviously does this often and knows his ratio of smelly to non-smelly, so he's okay.
Oh, my God, of all the things that people have commented and he said
quite
that.
A lengthy, as you heard.
So lengthy. Here's my essay on farts. Here is my essay on the fart. Specifically, my own fart.
My
sweat
own fart.
Emoji.
Emoji.
Emoji. Sweaty emoji.
Grazie to you.
Grazie mille. But without that order. No order. You love doing that sick little fart sound.
But I'm good at it.
Yeah.
Two hands.
Well done.
Off you go.
Can make a career out of it.
I might just if this falls flat on its face. What do you do? Make fart noises.
Yeah. You know what's good about this podcast? It is also odourless.
Yeah.
Sweat emoji.
Beautiful nightmare. So these are some of the most ridiculous things ever said about women in history. And lucky for anyone that enjoys laughing at ridiculous sexism, this is exactly what we're going to do here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Look, kicking it off with, he's a Victorian medical specialist from 1857. It was William Acton. And this one made me laugh because he'd written in his journal, the majority of women, happily for them, are not very much troubled by sexual feeling of any kind.
We've got none.
No.
No.
He clearly has not experienced a woman having sexual pleasure.
No, because and it must he's not be their doing fault. It right. He's putting it in her ear
That's
or something.
That's right. So all women must have a problem.
Yeah, because they don't feel it.
They have no sexual organs and no feeling. And the clitoris, what is that?
What is that? Nothing. Excess skin.
It's a button that does nothing.
Like those flicking switches.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This is terrible, isn't it? That they really believe that women, well, they did, right? Because as long as the man was happy, it
yes,
didn't matter.
Yes, exactly.
Didn't matter.
So the next one, televangelist Pat Robertson, much more modern but no less
yes,
astonishing.
Yes, it's worse.
Yep. Feminism is a socialist, anti-family political movement that encourages women to leave their husbands, kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians.
My God. This must have happened to him. He has no kids. His wife's ex-wife is a lesbian, and she's single-handedly trying to destroy capitalism as
yeah,
we speak.
This is just yeah. This is next level, being threatened by the opposite sex,
absolutely.
Panicking that
yeah.
they're going to get wiped out.
And we're all going to become lesbians. Well, it's probably true, actually.
What
we are all becoming lesbians. Have you noticed how many lesbians are on Instagram?
They're everywhere.
My whole feed is just kissing lesbians, very good looking ones. Sorry to say.
So, Pat Robertson, maybe you're onto something.
Yes, I think he has a valid point. That's true. I don't know about the children killing part, but.
No, that's a bit much. Some people say some things to hurt you, and that's what he's done.
Yeah,
he's
just put it in. He put it in there. Yeah. It's a little bit of like, yeah, you said
it's a little bit of a fuck you. It's a stabbed comment.
You know, just to make it a little bit controversial. Listen up. I get it. You got to do that sometimes to make people listen. Yeah. So I like him. Is he on Instagram? He may be dead.
He's dead.
Long and buried.
Oh, boo to you. Anyway.
So Napoleon, one of our favourite small men in history.
Small men, sorry.
Very small. Very small, but very grand. And some people thought he was a bit of a charmer. But no one you hear this. He said, "Nature intended women to be our slaves. They were our property. We are not theirs. They belong to us just as a tree that bears fruit belongs to a gardener. Women are nothing more than machines for producing children."
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Nappy.
Wow. We're trees.
How about you shut your trap?
Yeah. And where did you come from, Napoleon?
Yeah.
From God?
According to him, yes.
Yeah, probably. He's Jesus's brother that we never hear about.
Little shitty brother.
Yeah, he's Jesus's brother. He doesn't have a day on the 25th of December to celebrate him. So what does he do?
Yeah, he's born on the 17th of May. And
no one cares about that shitty day. Clearly, no.
Sorry if that's your birthday out there.
Yeah, he's got daddy issues. Joseph, Mary. I wonder if they ever had more children. Did Mary have more children after Jesus?
Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Many years later, her uterus started working again. I don't work.
She passed on, Mary, and her uterus had a life of its own.
Had legs and walked off.
Yeah, like hundreds of years later. Waiting for the next born son of Jesus. Or not of Jesus, I'm getting confused, of God.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Oh. Sorry, that went nowhere fast.
Okay, this one, Aristotle. Oh, I don't know how his accent would. Okay.
I don't know.
Women are a defective man. The female is a female by virtue of a certain lack of qualities. We should regard the female nature as afflicted with a natural defectiveness. We're all a bunch of defects.
Oh, yeah, but the DNA went a bit funny. But hang on a second. Do you not need the woman to bear the fruit from the tree?
Isn't that funny? All these really smart men in history are all quite dumb, but actually.
Do you know what? It's interesting. We don't question these philosophers, right? We study them and we revere them.
Yes.
But no one really goes, well, hang on, maybe some of them are bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, you're a bloody bullshit artist.
Yeah. You might have said something fun once, but Jesus, what's going on? They're holding on
to that because they've died. Often people try and remember the good things when someone's passed away. So they've gone, that one thing you said, wow. But here we're digging up some shit because you were full of caca.
Yeah, that's right. And who's decided that these are great things these men are saying? Other men.
Bunch of bullshit artists.
Where are all the smart philosophical women?
They weren't allowed to speak. They were defective. They were lesbians. They were
child killers.
All these things.
They were.
Yeah.
They were trees in the damn woods. They couldn't
trees.
Move.
They couldn't stop.
Rooted to the ground. It's a metaphor.
You move.
Yes, you womb with legs.
That runs away.
I'd love to see a cartoon of that, a womb running away with some legs. Can we do that? Let's get someone to do it.
Some really nice legs.
So Pliny the Elder.
Oh, here we go.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Well.
Well.
Who knows?
No one cares anymore. No. I think there's a reason why we don't care when you hear this. Because essentially is what he's saying here is that he believed that the menstrual blood of a woman is poisonous. On the approach of a woman in this state, must will become sour. Seeds which are touched by her become sterile. Grafts wither away. Garden plants are parched up. So he's talking about what happens if a woman who is on a period goes near things in general, right? And the fruit will fall from the tree beneath which she sits. So I'm seeing these. We're walking along and plants are dying and wilting. Bats and birds are falling out of trees.
Hashtag sour.
Hashtag sour. Yeah, that'd be him if he was on Instagram, right? Her very look
even will dim the brightness of mirrors, blunt the edge of steel, and take away the polish from ivory.
Oh, shit.
A swarm of bees, if looked upon by her, will die immediately.
Oh, no, the bees. Save the bees.
Wow, if we had those superpowers.
Imagine.
We can kill everything. Just when we have our period, we just look at things and they die.
We fuck up with our periods.
We could. You have a bad day, you walk into the supermarket, the checkout boy dies in his...
Your husband's like, don't go out. Don't do it. Don't do it, love. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And she steps outside the door. And then there she
there's a whole new meaning to climate change, women on their period.
Armageddon, the world has ended. These women walking around on their period killing shit.
Yes, we have a report. There are many women out tonight. So please lock your doors. Trees and many bird species are now extinct thanks to the female species on their periods. Please watch out for them tonight.
There are no men left, so they're all lesbians. Done.
Don't worry. Yeah, lesbians on their periods. Forget zombies. Jesus.
Because we've killed everything off.
Oh.
We don't have a sex drive apparently, so that's null and void.
Yeah, we're just scary wombs with legs. Killing bee killers. Woomy bee killers. It's getting worse.
So bad. Okay. St. Thomas Aquinas. Now, if you went to a Catholic school, you must know that Thomas Aquinas was, I don't know what freaking colour, gold or green house in the sports captain.
Yes.
Anyway, you might not be proud to march to that colour anymore when you hear this.
Mm.
He said that women are sperm accidents. Ready?
Yeah.
A female is deficient and unintentionally caused, for the active power of the semen always seeks to produce a thing completely like itself, something male. So if a female is produced, this must be because the semen is weak or because the material provided by the female parent is unsuitable or because of the action of some external factor such as the winds from the south which make the atmosphere humid.
God, was he A, on drugs, or B,
off his tits?
A dumbass.
He's a dumbass.
What an idiot. This biologically makes no sense.
Can't have sex tonight. The winds are going a certain way. Might have a girl.
And you need the damn woman to have the baby who is a boy in the first. What is he talking about?
Sperm accidents.
Why did he even write that down with his calligraphy pen?
That's what I mean. St. Thomas Aquinas, and we're marching with a flag and proud.
These dumbass people, and we're like calling them saints, and we're, like you said, marching to the drum of, you know, St. Aquinas.
Yes, and saint was the word. Which means obviously very holy and all these wonderful
holes in
things.
His head.
These holes in his goddamn head.
Yeah, damn it.
What have you got between the ears? Nothing.
Nothing. You can hear the wind blowing.
Yeah. The south wind, I might add.
The south wind.
Look out.
Don't want it to be humid. Jesus. All the people in Queensland are worried now. It's very humid there. That's why it's full
those
of
men. Those wombs going to start walking around.
Yeah, that's why it's full of women. That's what I should say. All right, Sigmund Freud, who we all know very well, you know, whether you believe in a lot of his stuff, he had some good points but also not some good points. He is one of them. So he basically said, the sexual life of adult women is a dark continent for psychology. And that he meant, like, don't even go there because, well, he has a good point.
Yeah,
you won't
understand it. No, well, we know. Okay.
Yes.
You don't.
But they mean it's dark as in we don't want to go there. We don't want to explore that. And that's why
it is
today.
It's dark sometimes.
There's problems.
Yeah.
You know, and no one cares about our wombs.
No.
No.
Because we're poisonous, apparently.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. But I think this is the kind of attitude that has us unsatisfied in the bedroom as a whole,
And out the bedroom as well, just in general.
Yeah.
Because the female mind is dark, apparently, and we don't want to go there. Because men are simple creatures, apparently.
Yeah. Too complicated. Yeah. Let's not study it.
Yeah.
You know.
What about this?
Okay.
When Plutarch, have you heard of Plutarch?
No.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Who knows? Who cares?
Doesn't matter. He's a dickhead, clearly. It doesn't matter.
Well, yes, exactly. Did not approve of independent lady emotions. A wife should have no feelings of her own, but share her husband's seriousness and sport, his anxiety and his laughter. You have nothing. You are nothing of nothing.
You are nothing of nothing.
No emotion. You are a piece of cardboard.
Yeah. It's all about him.
Bang.
Share his seriousness. So yeah. Just nod along.
And his laughter. Uh-huh. And his sport.
And his sport.
What if he happens to like ballroom dancing? Well, then you're in for a win.
Yeah,
love.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. If it's footy and cricket, well, you know.
It might be your thing, might not, but yeah. My God.
Well, that still exists, doesn't it? Because sometimes if blokes are really into footy, for example, they might have a footy party. They're all the blokes watching the footy. Mm-hmm. The chicks are in the kitchen. So it kind of revolves around that whole sentiment, doesn't it?
Yes.
They're in there making the salads.
But it's just it's funny that what you said before about they just did not want to go there. These really smart philosophers, saints even, they say the dumbest shit, and still now we're in a point where we are forced in society to go there, or something's going to break. Really,
yeah,
you know, it's going to combust.
Well, we should cancel them. Can we do that? Is it too late? People are being cancelled in retrospect, aren't they, for something they said in the 90s?
And the shit that gets blown out of proportion nowadays?
Yeah.
How about that? Let's say a sporting star said that women are sperm accidents?
Yeah.
The whole world would just
blow up.
Erupt.
Exactly.
Wouldn't it?
Cancel, cancel, cancel.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I'm going to cancel St. Thomas Aquinas, okay?
It's quite funny. Ricky Gervais, I think we discussed this the other day. He was talking about how, you know, people say, oh, you can't say that about his jokes. Yeah. He goes, I can say that. I said it, which is a good point. I'm not saying that people should go around belittling people and saying horrific things that make people upset.
Yeah.
But people can say things.
Yeah, because it's a joke.
Yeah, but it's also how we choose to react to things. So this whole idea, I think, that people are very scared of saying anything at all because they're going to be cancelled. You can't.
Or misinterpreted.
Yeah. But you can't be cancelled. You can say it. You're not going to go to jail.
No.
You know, it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think you have to be quite strong-minded, I suppose, don't you, if you're going to say something.
Oh, look, and the back to this, not one of these people said this is a joke. They absolutely believed it.
That's right, the narcissists that they were.
Oh, my God. Sake. Okay, last one here. Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, ladies, Tamara's so happy and I've now passed French, said ladies also need to be taught about men. So we need to learn about men, apparently.
Mm.
The whole education of women ought to be relative to men, to please them, to be useful to them, to make themselves loved and honoured by them, to educate them when young, to care for them when they are grown, to counsel them, to console them, and to make life agreeable and sweet to them. These are the duties of women at all times should be taught to them from infancy.
Blessed be the fruit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go fuck yourself.
Gee, it is The Handmaid's Tale, isn't
and
it?
And I'm going to say the name wrong. Jean Jacques Rousseau. I'm not even saying it right because I don't want to because it's crap.
Yeah, from infancy. We need to train them.
That they are just servants, basically, to men.
Absolutely.
And you have no emotions. You are a defect. You crap. You're crap.
You are just crap.
You're crap.
Yeah, you're shit.
You are a trash bag scarecrow.
Yeah, they're all the trash bag scarecrows. In their face.
The beautiful nightmare.
All righty. Well, 1960s. Well, let's fast forward a little bit from the ancient times to now.
Yeah.
We're
sort of now. We're not in the 60s.
No. Rules of a housewife lived by in the 60s. Obviously, were very different, so that would have been our grandparents era, really, yeah. Wasn't it?
You know, I think sometimes I love the idea of the 60s, the cars, the not as much technology. Mm. So, you know,
good
kids played outside. Yeah, and the music and the fashion as well. And I think to myself, oh, I would have loved to have lived then. No, I would not have. I would not have coped. I would not have coped in any of those circumstances where women weren't allowed to just be equal, simple as that. I would have really struggled to shut my mouth to be so compliant, so astute.
But I also think, yes, you're living in a society where that's how it works, right? But maybe you would have a husband. There would have been some lovely husbands that didn't abide to those.
100%.
Where's my dinner on the table? Maybe, I don't know. There wouldn't be many though.
There wouldn't be many, and to the fact that the other husbands around probably wouldn't have known better even if they wanted to do better. And you also had the influence of either your father-in-law or your dad, grandfather, men at work. So you might be this really sweet guy that loves your wife and wants her to have a voice and not be a slave to you, but you're scared for that to be something else because that's what culture said at that time. It took some major, major shifts. People lost their lives, rallies, like hideous mm-hmm. stuff mm. to get to the point where we are now. And there's still a long way to go, but it's ridiculous how much since the 60s.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was from Housekeeping Monthly Edition, in which the Good Housewife's Guide appeared originally.
But women were to blame as well, actually, weren't they? Because they were like, we will tell you the way to be. Women were just as much to blame as well.
Well, yes, they adhered to it as well. No, a lot of people wanted to do it. Yes.
Bullying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first one was have dinner ready. Plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal ready on time for his return. This is a way of letting him know that you have been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. So dinner on the table.
I love it now. You come in, she's a trash bag scarecrow. She's throwing something at you. It's so different now. Oh, for God's sake, you've been to the pub. You're disgusting. Whereas they would do that then.
Yeah.
That was their download time.
But that's all they had. They didn't do anything else.
No.
So they had all day to clean the house, to look good, to, you know, the kids came home from school and whatever they did and then, yeah. But they had time to make the dinner. See, this is what I don't have time to do is make dinner.
Yeah.
So it gets to the end of the day and we all go, what are we having? And then everyone looks at each other and they're like, oh, what do you feel like? Then we throw something together. It's in a big rush.
Yes.
We hope everyone eats it. End of story.
Yeah.
But somehow I think that's kind of nice. Some days I want to be a housewife like that.
Yes, because it takes the pressure off.
Absolutely.
Our plates are piled way too high. How's this one? This makes me laugh. Be a little gay. A little more interesting.
All the lesbians are coming. We're going to turn into lesbians.
He's boring day may need a lift and one of those duties is to provide it. So you organise a big orgy. Great. Next one.
Over the cooler months of the year, you should prepare and light a fire for him to unwind by.
Oh.
Your husband will feel he has reached a haven of rest and order and it will give you a lift too. After all, catering for his comfort will provide you with immense personal satisfaction. A fire. What if you have a damn fireplace? I thought about this. No, everyone has a damn fireplace.
Put a fire pit in the middle of the lounge room.
Yeah, look up.
Oh, sorry.
Burn a hole in the carpet. Here we go.
Here we go.
Put your feet right in those hot coals. Isn't that lovely? There you go, Graham. Yeah, I keep saying Graham. There you go, Graham.
It would have been Graham. Would popular name
of this
exist.
Roger.
Here you go, Roger. You go, Albert.
Roger this.
Roger that.
Right up your bottom.
Children are little treasures. And he would like to see them playing the part. Minimise all noise at the time of his arrival. Eliminate all noise of the washer, dryer or vacuum. Try to encourage the children to be quiet. Sit there, shut up, don't move.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly.
Mine always want the last word.
Yes, be seen but not heard.
Uh-huh.
You know. Yeah, I remember my mum saying that her parents, if they had people over, visitors,
yes.
they were told to just get out the house. You're just out the house
get
on a Sunday afternoon. You had to play in the yard. Go yeah. away.
Yes.
No one wants to see
And then
see
what
you.
Happened to your mum? She had a, didn't she on the back of a milk truck or something? She had a, something happened.
But you remembered that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. No, she.
So she got told to go out and play and this happened.
This is what happens. She thought she could run faster than the milk truck.
Yeah.
And she grabbed the hold of the back of it when it took off, started running and realised it was going too fast so she couldn't let go. And then face planted, I think. She let go and face planted at a fast pace.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Poor Yvonne. So some other child's gone, oh, your daughter's face planted from running around with the milk truck and gone, we are having Sunday lunch.
That's right.
Be quiet.
Be quiet. We'll deal with you later. I don't know, my nana didn't speak like that. No. We'll deal with you later. Yes, my nana was the queen. Be happy to see him. Free him with a warm smile and show sincerity in your desire to please him.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Listen.
Listen.
Oh, this is the next one.
With a warm smile, for fuck's sake.
So the follow-on from that is you may have dozens of important things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time, you trash bag scarecrow. Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours.
Oh, my God.
So your child's been admitted to hospital for influenza, but not important. This is my shit I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
What have you done today, sweetheart?
Oh, my God. Do you know, this reminds me, this movie, Don't Worry, Darling, by Florence Pugh. If you haven't seen it, go see it. But basically, oh, well, I can't really give it away because it'll give away the ending. But she's a housewife, uh-huh. does all this, and she's kind of working out in the movie, something's not right. This doesn't seem right. And then she starts to work out, look, I don't want to be this person.
Yeah.
Right. But that really, really sums up that whole idea as to, you know, how people are treated back then and how
it was suppression 101, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it's got a really great ending. So I won't tell you, but just watch it and you'll go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel like, yes. Kick ass. Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Kick ass, ladies. Wombs with legs. Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes.
Poo wee, Steve.
Take off his damn shoes. Not in hell. Speak in a low, soothing and pleasant voice.
Oh, I'm out then.
Can I take off his shoes? To ease your pain. Let me take off.
If I did that to Kai and right, sit down, cabin. Take off his gross, like, boots, work boots, and sat, he'd be like, what the hell are you doing? This is weird.
Oh.
Can I say, tell you something gross I did the other day? I saw Kai's heels and they were all quite hard from walking around in thongs all summer.
Hang on a minute. Again, people that are not from Adelaide, they are flip-flops.
Oh, flip-flops.
Tamara's husband shoes. May or may not wear a thong bikini.
Well, he wears that too.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. Anyway, I saw his feet and I have one of those electrical, what's it called, the skin remover things,
yeah.
like a grinder, a pumice stone that goes round and
punched.
Round. And I love it. I love doing it on my feet and just making them smooth.
Yeah.
And I saw Kai's feet. I'm like, have to do it. Have to do those.
For him?
Heels. For him.
No.
Yes,
what's
lady.
What's wrong with you?
I said, put your foot here over a sick little tub and I will do it. And I'm there at night. The kids are in bed. No, I'm going with this machine and like getting all the sick skin off his heel. And it was so satisfying. Skylar comes out. She goes, what are you doing? I'm trying to sleep. I said, well, I've just got the left foot to go, honey. Just go back to bed. It won't be long.
You're lucky there was not something else you were doing while something was buzzing and your daughter came out going, what are you doing? It's noisy.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I know I have a good excuse.
Mummy's playing with her toys.
Just doing daddy's foot.
Yes.
With the buzzy thing.
The buzzy yeah. thing. Speaking of which, little segue, would you share your kind of beauty things with people?
Are you disgusted because I just told you that I use
no,
it on my feet?
No, because no, that's your husband.
A cleaner.
It could be. Some people will say they don't want to share it with anybody at all.
Right. So,
but
yes.
How would you feel about sharing a puma stone with someone, another member of your family? Could be... I don't know, your sister's husband, your father-in-law, your mother-in-law. I
no,
don't know.
No,
you and Wolfgang, no. How about that?
No, don't want to. Do I have to?
No, you don't, but okay. That's what I'm saying. Some people would go, that's okay. I'm saying I would be icked out sharing my kind of things that I use
yes.
to clean some shit up, like a puma stone. Can't keep saying puma.
Puma. Puma, you're popping the mic.
Puma.
Puma.
Puma. Puma stone.
Puma stone. Are you gross out? You wouldn't let Dan do it?
I would not. I don't need to do his feet. He can do his own feet. He's more than capable. He's a big boy that can do his own feet.
But it was a present for me.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
That's the thing. Sorry,
yeah.
It's your thing.
Yeah.
But I would not want anyone else using my things because
yes.
It's your scaly ass feet.
That's true. Yeah. But I touch those feet a lot with my own feet.
I'm not talking about your husband. I'm talking about it could be anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
What if a friend came over and said, can I use your...
What would they ask to use your pumice stone? It's so weird, Janelle.
Could be staying with you. Could be.
Oh, geez, I need some emergency.
In your side, could be swimming in your pool, could look at her feet and say, oh, God, I could really do with some getting that excess skin off. Have you got anything for that? And you go, sure.
No. I would say no.
Right.
I don't. Deal with that at your own house, you sicko.
You trash bag
scarecrow. Yeah, I don't want that shit anyway.
Last one here. Don't ask him questions about actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house and as such will always exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. You have no right to question him. You shut up.
Yes, you have no opinions of your own.
You shut your gob.
Yeah, shut your dirty old gob, lady. Put that lipstick on and shut the fuck up.
Shutteth the fuck up.
I don't want to know your thoughts on pumice stones. Just take my damn shoes off and fluff my pillow and shut those kids up.
So we're going to leave you on a very high note, in my opinion, and basically it's a little outtake from my favourite Netflix series of all times, Grace and Frankie.
It's basically what a womb with legs back in the 60s should have said to those men.
Look at me in the windows to my soul. Shut the fuck up. Shut all the way the fuck up until you reach the top of Shut Fuck Mountain, where there are no more fuck ups to shut.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.